Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to call the meeting of July 21st, 2022, TRPA Hearings Officer Hybrid Meeting to order. My name is Andrew Strain, and I'll be serving as the Hearings Officer today. Item 2 on today's agenda is the approval of the agenda. I'll check with the staff to see if we have any changes to the agenda today. Bridget or Georgina?
I do not. This is Bridget.
Thank you. Seeing none, I will approve the agenda as it's been presented. Item 3 are the public interest comments for no action. Any member of the public who wishes to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as an announcement of appeal rights or as a public hearing item or on any other issue may do so at this time. However, public comments on the announcement of appeal rights or on public hearing items will be taken up at the time that those agenda items are heard. Please note that the hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public that are not listed on this agenda. Item number 4 is the announcement of appeal rights. I want to let everyone know that any decision of the hearings officer can be appealed to the TRPA Governing Board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The appeal application and the application fee can be found on the TRPA's website. Let me go back to item 3 and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands to see if we have anyone who would like to provide public interest comments. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature in the Zoom app. The hand icon is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. It looks like we do not have any hands raised.
Very good. Thank you, Georgina. We've already gone to item 4, the announcement of appeal rights. Let's move on to our public hearing items today. We have 2. Item 5A is the Brodsky Land Capability Challenge, located 767 Charles Court in Washoe County, Nevada. The assessor's parcel number is 125-254-06, and the TRPA file number is LCAP 2022-0219. Bridget Cornell, will you please introduce this item for us?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Again, this is Bridget Cornell. And Julie Roll was the planner on this project, but she is unavailable today, so I will just be presenting it and introducing the soil scientist who can address it. So as you mentioned, this is a land capability challenge for a property at 767 Charles Court in Incline Village. The parcel is currently verified as land capability 3, and the challenge is to adjust that the entire parcel from land capability district 3 to land capability class 6. The application was reviewed by the soils consultant, Marshall Munneke, and she is available today to address the specifics of the soil reports. And there are no changes proposed at the moment to the staff report, and no public comments have been received on this project. So Marshall is available. So Marshall, will you please address the specifics of the challenge?
Hi, yeah, this is Marshall Munneke. So this site was originally mapped as a meek soil, which is soil that formed in moraine and has a glacial till layer that is root restrictive and water approaching and is low capability soil. And it tends to have a huge amount of large granitic boulders all along there in the soil. So when I went out to the site, it's obviously was right away. It didn't have the rocks on the surface. And it is, it actually has volcanic soils in this area that kind of, it goes back and forth. There's a lot of patches of granite and volcanic soil in this area. So it just happens to be the mapping's a little bit off and this is volcanic. So it's more along the like Umpa, Jorge, Tahoma type soils. And it's, it turns out to be very deep and had very few rock fragments. And so it actually falls in the characteristics of the Tahoma soil, which has less rock fragments than the Jorge soil. And then the slopes measured on it were between 2 and 15%, other than one small strip where it is steeper due to a road cut along, sorry, I don't have my computer in front of me, along the road next to Charles Court. I think it shows in one of the photos on the in the photographs. So based on the slopes and the deep soils, it becomes class 6 instead of class 3. If you have any questions, I can answer.
Thank you, Marshall, and thank you, Bridget, for introducing the item. Marshall, you said this was an area within the basin that you see patches of both the granitic soil types and the those that are formed in volcanic material. Is that
right.
correct?
And yes, that's correct.
Not uncommon in say in this part of Incline Village?
Right, yeah, in Incline Village and out towards Crystal Bay, you kind of have patches of volcanic and granitic intermingled there, different veins of material.
Very good. Thank you, Marshall. Mm-hmm. I've read the staff report and don't have any further questions. Do we have someone with us today who's representing the applicant?
Yes. Hi, this is Dave Herzog.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Herzog. Any comments on this item?
No, I agree with everything in the staff report as well.
Very good, thank you. At this point, having no further questions for the staff, I'll ask Georgina to open the public hearing and look for a show of hands for anyone who would like to provide input on this agenda item. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer on this item may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature in the Zoom app. The hand icon is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. Just looking to see if there's hands raised. And we do not have any hands raised, so we can continue with the agenda.
Very good. Thank you, Georgina. Seeing as we have no additional public comment to be offered on this item, and as Bridget noted, we received no public comment on this, I will close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information that's been presented in our staff report, including the consultant's determination and rationale and the TRPA staff conclusions and rationale, including the soils report that's attached to our staff report and the proposed map, I will approve the Brodsky Land Capability Challenge located at 767 Charles Court in Washoe County, Nevada, as presented. Let's move on to item 5B, the St. Clair's Tahoe School at St. Francis of Assisi Church, proposed temporary use located at 701 Mount Rose Highway, Incline Village in Washoe County, Nevada. The assessor's parcel number is 124-031-62, and the TRPA file number is ERSP2022-1017. Bridget Cornell, I believe this is also your item. Can you please give us a summary of the proposed project?
Yes, I will. Again, this is Bridget Cornell with the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. As you mentioned, this current project that is before you is the St. Clair's Tahoe is proposing to use on a temporary basis the existing facilities at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Incline Village. St. Clair's is proposing a combination of a daycare use, a daycare center use, as well as a school use. The proposed location is within the Wood Creek Regulatory Zone within the Washoe County Tahoe Area Plan. Within the Wood Creek Regulatory Zone, daycare centers are permissible as a special use. Schools are not currently listed as a permissible use within that regulatory zone. Because it's being proposed on a temporary basis as a temporary use, TRPA is authorized to consider a project on a temporary basis that is not listed as a temporary use, as long as we treat it as if it is a special use. So today, the proposed project is a combination of a daycare center as well as a pre-K through eighth grade school within again, the St. Francis of Assisi existing structure. The St. Francis property is actually a project area between this parcel and the one across the street where there is some overflow parking, but the classroom space all exists on the parcel that is at 701 Mount Rose Highway. So again, it's being considered as a special use. Regarding, and I might be doing things a little bit out of order, but I want to just share some information that was learned last week. So when the public notice was sent out 2 weeks ago, I received some public comment early last week. I don't know, whatever, July 11th or something like that. I had several conversations with an adjacent property owner who had some concerns, raised some very specific concerns about the proposed project. Two of those, I was able to craft a couple of conditions that have been incorporated into the permit. I am also today proposing a new condition be added to the permit based on an additional public comment I received later in the week. And Mr. Hearings Officer, I don't know if you would like to hear that now or if I should wait until we're making the motion. Would you like to hear the added condition now or should I wait?
Yes. Okay. And if you would, please, Bridget, point out the other two that you mentioned.
Yep, I certainly
will. Developed as part of your review.
Okay. And Georgina, if you have access to it, will you please bring up the plans that I had emailed to you earlier today? And if you could just have it on the site plan of the entire project area, that would just be helpful for reference. So the initial two special conditions that were added to the existing permit, one concern that was raised is the existing garbage dumpster on the site, and that the proposed use will be increasing the amount of garbage in the area. So the special condition of the permit 3A4 states, please identify where an enclosed garbage dumpster will be provided for use by the school. Currently, there is a garbage dumpster sitting on the parking lot across the street that's still within the project area. We will be requiring that they put it in a more permanent location and enclose it like as is required. So that is one condition that has been incorporated. So they will have to enclose the garbage dumpster and show us where it will go. The other is that on special condition 3A2, it says, please identify on the site plan where students will be dropped off each school day. If they're proposing a certain circulation pattern, please identify the proposed pattern on the site plan. So another issue that was raised was, you know, how will vehicles be accessing the site? So we will be requesting that information from St. Clair's Tahoe to show us how traffic will be accessing the site, as well as how it will be circulating within the site. The condition, so those two, I got those comments early enough last week that I was able to incorporate them into the draft permit. The other condition that was received later in the week, or other comments that were received later in the week, the staff summary and the draft permit were already posted, is I'm proposing special condition 3F, which addresses the use of the project area outside of the structure. And so this condition reads, please provide a list of outdoor activities that may take place outside the structure within the project area as part of the proposed temporary use. Please identify where on the property these activities may occur. So this is intended to just provide information to the adjacent property owners so they know what can be anticipated as far as the uses on the property. And, you know, if something is happening outside of what seems to be within this list of uses, then we have let them know that they can contact us or contact the applicant and just let them know that there is a concern while it's happening. So those are, again, the three conditions or two conditions that were already added, and a third condition that I'm proposing to be added today. And also just to point out that there is a condition in here regarding complaints. So if there are, so special condition four of the permit addresses complaints. And so if any complaints are received while the use is in place, we are asking that, you know, if the applicant is notified of those, the applicant then will be required to share that information with TRPA and to notify us how the issue has been addressed. So again, this, but just to point out, this is being proposed as a temporary use. A temporary use permit would be good for 1 6-month period. We would then have the authority to extend it for a second 6-month period. So between if the project does get approved today, it would be granted the 6-month approval. With the 6-month extension, it would get them through one school year. So those are the specifics on the project. Anne-Marie Lane has been representing the applicant, and she is prepared. She has a short presentation prepared, so I will let her go next. And I do see there's at least one person on the Zoom representing the applicant itself too. So Anne-Marie, would you like to go ahead and present?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Before we do, I have a couple of questions for Bridget.
Sure.
Please. Bridget, you noted that the additional permit condition that you're proposing to add regarding outdoor activities.
Yes.
What and where? Mm-hmm. How will that information get out to the adjoining property owners who may be interested in seeing it?
That is a good question. And so when we process an application now, when a project is acknowledged or a permit is acknowledged, we scan all the materials related to the file and upload them to our Acela system. That information is then available through the parcel tracker. So I will notify the three commenters that information will be available. And also if anybody reached out to us and wanted to see that information specifically, we could always share the information with them then. But again, any of the materials that are provided in the process of acknowledging the permit, that will all become a part of the application package and will be scanned and accessible to the public.
Very good, thank you. And second question is relative to the timing of this activity. When is the St. Clair's school year plan to operate? What are the dates?
So, and I will let Anne-Marie address that specifically when she's ready to present. We were aiming for the middle of August. I believe I wrote the permit that the 6-month period would start on the date of the permit acknowledgement.
Okay. Yes, I'll save that question for Ms. Lane. Thank you. Okay. All right. Now we're ready for you, Ms. Lane. Go ahead. Please identify yourself for the record.
Sure, thank you. And thank you for the introduction, Ms. Cornell. My name is Anne-Marie Lane, and I am representing St. Clair's School. My Zoom does say I'm unable to start the video. Not that it's important to see my face, but if you wanted to see my face, I'm not hiding. I'm not sure why. It says the host won't allow. But maybe that's how your hearings operate, which I can respect. Moving forward, as stated, this is a temporary use permit application. Online, I have with me founder and executive director of St. Clair School, Paige Rudehouse, as well as business manager for St. Clair School, Alex Rudehouse. Both Paige and Alex have been residents of Incline Village for over 10 years. With Alex growing up in the area, they are both volunteers for the 501c organization of the school. Next slide, please. Thank you. Some background. St. Clair's School has been operating out of the North Lake Tahoe area over the past 4 years. Several months ago, they received notice that they would not be able to renew their lease agreement with the Hebrew Church for the 2022-2023 school year. With limited time to transition, the priority has been finding a temporary location to house the school for this next school year. wanting to be closer in proximity to the parish members that they served, it seemed reasonable to request a temporary location within the St. Francis Church while they begin their longer work of finding a permanent home. And an important distinction here that I would like to point out, and this is highlighted on this slide, on this letter from the diocese, is that the Catholic Church recognizes St. Clair's Tahoe as an official ministry of the Catholic Church for the purpose of religious education. Again, this is a request to use the classroom areas within the existing church on a temporary basis. No physical improvements to the church or the parcel are proposed with the temporary use. The school will be utilizing existing facilities. The hours of operation will be from 7:45 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. Monday through Friday. I would like to note that the church currently hosts 3 to 4 religious education classes in the evenings with up to 80 students in attendance. The anticipated enrollment for the school, including on-site staff, is less than half of the enrollment of the evening religious classes. Next slide, please. As Ms. Cornell pointed out, the project location is within the Wood Creek Regulatory Zone, requiring a temporary use permit. Next slide, please. Public comment was sent out. 27 notices were sent out per code with a 300-foot buffer. 3 comments have been received. As discussed earlier, the applicant is willing and agreeable to work with TRPA staff to meet these conditions and help smooth the process for the adjoining neighbors. Next slide, please. With that, I am here to answer any questions that you guys might have.
Thank you, Ms. Lane. The question I had that I had asked Bridget, can you just reconfirm for us, please, the expected time of the school year? What's the school calendar?
Starting mid-August.
And concluding?
We can wait.
This is Alex and Paige with St. Clair. Sorry, we have the calendar in front of us. The school year starts August 15th, and it ends effectively June 16th.
Thank you, Alex, for piping in there.
The reason I ask is in the conditions, I'm curious how, and this is probably more appropriate back to Bridget, condition 5, in the proposed permit and draft conditions, the granting of 1 6-month extension is at the discretion of TRPA and will be evaluated based on the permittee's compliance with permit conditions, adherence to proposed operation plan, and compatibility with surrounding land uses. That probably is somewhat standard type of language for the temporary use regulations in the TRPA code, if not the way that the staff has been applying that over the years. How does this work in the middle of an academic school year?
Are you asking how we would grant the extension?
Yeah, it strikes me as if we have a school year that runs from the middle of August until the following June, that it gets obviously well outside a 6-month period, but also within 2 temporary use periods that would be allowable based on the granting of an extension. What happens if we get up to, you know, the last day of the first temporary use permit and the TRPA staff then comes to the conclusion and determination that they cannot extend that permit? What happens to the school then?
Yeah. So that was a part of the discussion early on when they were considering this as a temporary location. And, you know, we again, I, you know, I think we made an unofficial like commitment that we thought it could be extended. Obviously, if there are issues that happen during the year that you know, something happens that just show that this is really not a compatible land use, then you know, it would be hard for us to extend the period. But given the intensity of the use that's being proposed and the existing facilities, we are presuming that the use will be, you know, well absorbed by the existing facilities and there shouldn't be any major conflicts. But, you know, that certainly is not a given. But we didn't think it would be a problem to extend it for the full year. Maybe that's a good question for the school to respond to as well, just regarding, you know, if something like that happens mid-year, how it could be addressed.
Yes, absolutely. That's right. And Mr. and Ms. Rudehouse or Ms. Lane, do you have a contingency plan?
Yeah, this is Alex Rudehouse. And in short, we do not. If the permit was not issued for the second 6 months, we would have to cross that bridge when we came to it. At this point, our hope would be that we would very easily be able to be within the terms of these conditions set, and that it would work just fine and that there wouldn't be an issue with getting the second 6 month extension. I mean, that's, understand that sometimes hope isn't the best plan, but there were not a lot of other options available at the time. So that would be our plan, is to ensure that we stay in compliance and that it's not an issue and that it's easy for the second permit to be granted.
Very good. Any other comments on that question?
And just to clarify, it will not require that a second permit be issued. It would be granting that extension that is permissible by the code.
Thank you, Bridget. A question for the applicant. If this was in the public comments that you received, Bridget, in writing up and is reflected in your draft permit conditions, can you describe for us? We have the site plan, but from what looks like perhaps the original modification from a few years ago to the church and church property. Can you describe for us what the planned circulation pattern is for drop-offs and pickups of the students?
Anne-Marie, is that, do you want to answer that or do you want us to answer that, Anne-Marie?
You can answer it.
Okay. So forgive me, folks, if I don't use proper like planning language as I'm describing the site plan, but essentially, the plan is that folks will enter off of Mount Rose Highway into that upper parking lot where it says Class 4 ISE, so off of Mount Rose Highway into that. As you can see on the south side of the building, there's that little throughway, like that little road that goes in front of the building. So they will go down there and then drop off essentially right where it says something addition. So right after that little arrow on the throughway. They would drop off there. Then they'd be directed down the that driveway, I guess, that hits Kelly Drive and then out Kelly Drive back up to Mount Rose Highway. So at no point would any cars go on Kelly Drive towards the residential area. They would just hit Kelly and go right back to the highway. And the only residence that they will drive past is the residence that is owned by the church where the parish priest lives, which is the one right there on the corner of Mount Rose and Kelly.
I see. Okay. And I'm sure it's possible if there are parents who might be coming from points south and east in Incline Village that they may choose to use Kelly Drive to return home, for example, unless probably not something that can be enforced. But the plan makes sense as you've described it.
Yeah, yes, sir. I mean, obviously, we can't be in the car with people and force them to turn the wheel, but we will be making that very clear to our parents what it is. And to be frank, our community understands that this is a big deal for us to be able to get this temporary use into the building. So they will be playing ball and being very compliant with what we ask them to do.
Yeah, good. Exactly. That's where I was heading with that in terms of the extension.
Right.
All right. Very good. Bridget, can you summarize the public comment that you've received so far?
Sure. And yeah, so I received three emails from three residents who received the notice of the proposed project. to summarize them, the concerns were, again, as I mentioned earlier, the existing conditions for the garbage dumpster that is being utilized for the church under the existing conditions. Apparently this is an area, and as is that actually up on the screen, the big, yeah, the whole project area there. Yes. Uh-huh. Where you see the lower portion that says 35 spaces, that currently there's a dumpster down in that area that's being utilized by the church. So we want them to find a more permanent home for that. There was an enclosure in the very upper part of the parking lot on the upper portion. Apparently with the addition, the waste management was having some problems accessing that site. So we will work with them, you know, even unrelated or not entirely related to this project. We will be working with them for an acceptable solution to that. This is an area because of that. There's a large, almost 9-acre parcel across the street that is also owned by the church. This is an area where there is quite a bit of wildlife going through. So there was some concern about the increase in trash resulting from the proposed project and the number of bears that could potentially come through that area. So that was an area of concern, you know, potential traffic driving through the neighborhood. That was something that was raised, I believe, by at least two of the three commenters, maybe all three. So, you know, if there is a recommended circulation pattern and an access to and from, that hopefully will help alleviate some of those concerns. Another concern that was raised is that, so back in 2020, TRPA approved an addition to the classroom area of this church. And from this large site plan, it's the area in gray that is point, it says footprint of proposed addition. That permit and the project description with the application, as well as the permit, stated that the addition was to accommodate the existing uses at the church, to, you know, accommodate the existing religious education, and that it was not increasing the capacity of the use on the property. So that was another issue that was raised by at least one of the commenters, that, you know, well, in 2020, you said there was not going to be any intensification of use, but now here we are 2 years later and we are proposing an intensification of use. You know, I tried to explain that we, you know, can consider a future application, but the project that was proposed in 2020 was an expansion of the structure only with no increase in capacity. Now we're asking for an additional use with no change to the structure. So I did attempt to clarify that. I think that was raised at least by two of them. So I think those were the three main issues that were raised.
Okay. Thank you, Bridget. And of course, we'll open the public hearing in just a minute and see if we have additional public comment to be offered. Good luck working with the waste management company. Tahoe is well known that the garbage truck and garbage company seem to set the pace, so to speak, and direct where and when dumpsters and other sorts of trash refuse facilities get located so they can get picked up given the vehicles that they have, particularly in the wintertime. And yes. I'll be hopeful that you see a location and a design for the dumpster enclosure where the dumpster will actually stay. Yes. So that it is in line with the spirit as well as the letter of the condition that you've drafted. It's a tough nut in Tahoe, no question.
That's good to know. Thank you.
I don't have any other questions for either the applicant or our staff. Georgina, will you please open the public hearing and look for a show of hands for anyone who'd like to provide input?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer on this item may do so at this time by utilizing the hand raising feature in the Zoom app. The hand icon is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. I do not see any hands raised, so we can continue the review of this item.
Very good. Thank you, Georgina. Seeing as we have no additional public comment to be offered in addition to what's already been presented and we've discussed, I'll close the public hearing and take action on the project. based on the information that's contained in our staff report, and that includes the staff's recommendation findings for Chapter 4 and Chapter 21, the special use findings, and the rationale on which those findings are based, I will approve the proposed temporary use of the St. Clair's Tahoe School as it's been presented, with the addition to the draft permit conditions that Bridget has reviewed for us regarding providing a list of the outdoor activities that are planned as well as the locations for those activities. Thank you. I believe that concludes our action items today under public hearing. Item 6 on today's agenda is adjournment. I will adjourn the meeting and thank everyone for their participation. And I particularly want to thank Georgina for being right on as we needed to move to a new location for our hybrid virtual meeting using the OWL feature. It was down to the wire. And once again, Georgina proved that she is very cool under pressure.
Sort of cool.
Nope, externally cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bridget.
Yes. Thank you.